U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack is in Europe this week meeting with European Union ag ministers and other ag officials about the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership negotiations, otherwise known as TTIP.
One of the things that we have in common is the importance of market opportunity that allows producers to have a chance of profiting from agricultural production, and that the importance of having diversity of opportunity, not only local and regional food systems, but also the ability to export, extraordinarily important. And key to export opportunities, obviously, are free and fair trade agreements.
According to the Hagstrom report, the EU wants the U.S. to agree to give formal recognition to geographical indications which would restrict the use of a name of a product to the place it originated. But the U.S. dairy industry maintains U.S. producers have been making cheeses with generic names for generations, like Parmesan, for an example. But Vilsack said there has to be a serious negotiation on this issue. But overall, he explains what he has shared with European Union counterparts thus far on ag trade.
I thought it was important that they understand and appreciate that they need to be engaged, as we need to be engaged, in talking about tariffs, non-tariff barriers, sanitary and phytosanitary issues, not the least of which was an extended conversation of geographic indicators, biotechnology, cloning, regulatory simplification, and pathogen reduction treatments, all of which are serious issues that require some thought and some willingness to figure out a creative solution to the differences that currently exist in these areas. I thought it was also very important for us to convey the message that we have a common goal, which is expanding markets, and we have a common language when it comes to dealing with these difficult issues. And that common language is the language of science and a commitment to science. And letting science dictate and direct how we solve these problems will allow consumers to have choice and be able to make the decisions they feel best for themselves, and allow the producers in our country and in their countries to also have options and choices.
Vilsack said there should be a way to capture value without limiting market access, but at the end of the day, both U.S. and European producers could benefit from the agreement. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.